Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1120. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook. And if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can send one in via email to health@oldpodcast.com. Or you can come by oldpodcast.com/ask to send in an audio question. Or you can always do it the old-fashioned way and call in your audio question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I still remember a time when talking about health and nutrition and fitness were the last things on my mind. It wasn't until I got diagnosed with a chronic disease that my life completely changed. It was a blessing in disguise. In fact, it made such an impact on my life, I completely changed my education trajectory. I got a Master of Public Health degree after being a psychology major. And during my master's, my emphasis was health education and health promotion because I didn't want to have anyone else go through what I went through. And I loved what I was learning in my master's degree so much, I decided to pursue my Doctor of Public Health degree. And that's where my emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. And then I realized I loved nutrition so much, I became a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I fell in love with working out and fitness. So I became a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. And when I'm not doing this podcast, I teach future upcoming health professionals as a faculty member within the California State University system. I've also published peer-reviewed research, presented at national conferences, and have been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on all the things I talk about on this show. But enough about me. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email, and Steve writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I built my routine around my workout, and it's one of the first things I do in my day. I eat my pre-workout snack right when I get out of bed so I can digest it leading up to the workout. I've been scouring the internet and can't seem to find a consistent answer on what the right amount of carbs, protein, or whatever else I should consume to optimize my upcoming workout. What are the macro and timing recommendations for eating prior to a near start of the day workout? Thank you once again for answering this question and for bringing me useful knowledge to better my body and my life every day." Thank you for your question, Steve, and thank you so much for your kind words. I am thrilled that you find the show helpful. Now, I'm going to start by saying I am not sponsored by any food or supplement manufacturer. My goal is to always tell you the truth to the best of my knowledge. More often than not, my information comes from published research studies. By doing this, I'm hoping that what I report to you comes from a minimally biased perspective. This is because when we only rely on other people's experiences with meal plans or workout routines or supplements, there's a really high probability that what they're doing may not work for you at all. This is why we need well-designed studies, so we can try and figure out if certain meal plans, for example, work for most. Or if we don't have time for that, the least we can do is to look to respected organizations who look at all the research for us and see what they say. We look at their guidelines. My other disclaimer is that when it comes to recommending specific meals, the intensity and duration of your exercise matters too. So my recommendations may not be perfect for you, but try them out and see. All right, now that that's out of the way, let's get to it. First, I have to mention hydration. Even if you're not going to work out first thing in the morning, you have been sleeping for hopefully 8 hours. That means you haven't consumed any water in 8 hours. So again, even if you're not working out first thing in the morning, everyone should consume some water first thing after they get up. But as far as the pre-workout hydration goes, two of the best things you can do are, one, drink 5 to 10 milliliters of water per kilogram of body weight 2 to 4 hours before exercise. Now, if your workout is happening in under 2 hours, then we just have to make sure you're adequately hydrating without overhydrating. So 8 to 16 fluid ounces of water, which is 1 to 2 cups, 15 minutes before your workout should do the trick. And if you're able to, drink 1 cup of black coffee or plain tea about 1 hour before, provided you're not sensitive to the effects of caffeine. Now, when it comes to pre-workout fueling, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics says that we should consume 1 to 4 grams of carbohydrate per kilogram body weight anywhere from 1 or up to 4 hours before exercising. Okay, so we have to do a little bit of math first to figure this out. Stick with me, the math's not too bad. Let's say a person weighs 150 pounds. We first need to convert their body weight from pounds to their weight in kilograms. To do this, divide body weight by 2.2. So, using my example, the person weighs 150 pounds. So we would just divide 150 pounds by 2.2. Plugging this into my imaginary calculator, let's see, we find that 150 pounds is equivalent to 68.2 kilograms. Now, no matter what you weigh, you would use this same formula. Take your body weight in pounds and divide it by 2.2. That's your weight in kilograms. Now that we know our hypothetical body weight in kilos, the math is super simple. Because the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics says we need 1 gram of carb per kilogram of body weight, we don't need to do any more math. We have our answer. Using our example, we said 150 pounds is equivalent to 68.2 kilograms. And because the minimum recommendation is to get 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram body weight, we would multiply 68.2 times 1, which is 68.2. So that means if you weigh 150 pounds, you should consume about 68.2, or let's round to the nearest whole number, 70 grams of carbohydrate before a workout at a minimum. It's also recommended that we avoid foods that are really high in fiber or high in fat. Both fiber and fat will slow the digestion of these foods, which may affect your workout. So, 3 to 4 hours before a workout, you could eat a whole English muffin topped with a tablespoon of fruit spread and a medium-sized apple on the side. Oh, and there's really no protein or fat recommendations before exercise. Most health organizations say, really focus on getting enough carbs before a workout. And then protein comes later. That comes after the workout. But again, Steve, since you're short on time, the recommendations I just mentioned will likely make you feel way too full. So, we need to find a fuel source that can be digested and absorbed quickly. Luckily, the foods I just mentioned fit the bill. We just need to decrease the portion sizes. So, using the food recommendations I just mentioned, you could have, instead of the whole English muffin, have half the English muffin. Or, instead of the whole medium-sized apple, have a quarter of it or half of it. You could also substitute half a banana or half a cup of orange juice. Those would be great options too. For me, I've learned that my body prefers the half a banana option the most. I don't feel too full, and it seems to supply me with enough energy to kill my workouts. Okay, so what about protein? There are no specific guidelines when it comes to consuming protein before a workout. Instead, both the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and the American College of Sports Medicine guidelines discuss protein recommendations after the workout. And both agree that we should aim to consume about 20 grams of protein within 30 minutes after the workout. The belief is that by doing so, we can stimulate muscle growth and prevent muscle breakdown. Okay, Steve, so try some of these recommendations, but feel free to adjust them to suit you. These, again, are just guidelines, which means they are a great starting point. Many times, we need to take these guidelines and mold them using our own system of trial and error. So, See how you feel before, during, and after your workouts, and adjust accordingly. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you again so much for the question, Steve. You'll be entered into a very small raffle on the first of every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice on the show, you can call 61-I-LOVE-OHD to leave a voicemail question. Another way, if you want to listen back to your question or do retakes, is to submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. And again, thank you so much in advance for sending in your questions. I love listening to and answering them. Fridays are my favorite day because I get to do just that. Thank you again so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.